Like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business. This is the perfect pour.
What's that from?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh.
Like to told the guy in ABC, danger is my business. Where'd you get that jacket? Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things fun, interesting, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick. We're supposed to be a kids.
I love gold.
We're going to be hanging out with you and having some beers and talking about the beers we had last week and the beers we're looking out for to have it. Some culture, craft beer culture stuff. And we've got listeners that call us and they tell us the things that's happening in their beer world as well. That's what's going to be happening for the show. I was tailgating with a Society Hoptooth Double IPA. And which I was very pissed off about because
why?
Society has not been in town that long. Mm-hmm. And I bought this at and I'm just not taking my own advice here, and I bought it at the market, and I just grabbed it off the shelf, 4-pack.
Yeah.
Took it home. And I had the first one, I'm just like, gosh, it tastes old, but maybe I'm just, you know, I had a bad setup.
You're crazy.
And then I had the second one. I'm like, boy, this one tastes old too. What's going on? Like, is my palate gone that haywire? And then I look at the date, and it's from like early November. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even think it's been there that long. How the hell did I get a November Society beer? But I did, because I didn't check the date, and I was just assumed it was fine. So I'm trying to work through this.
Yeah, when did we get Society in town?
It didn't seem like it was that long ago. So, or maybe, I don't know, Society gave them some old stuff. They're like, here.
Ship it to Fresno.
Yeah, ship it to Fresno. They don't know. So I'm punishing myself and drinking this old fucking IPA. There's nothing more hit or miss than an IPA. Like when it gets old, I love fresh IPA. And then when it's old, yeah, it's like, fuck, like maybe I should be a stout guy, I guess. Cause I never hear this like stout. You're just like, oh my God, it was so old. I didn't want to even finish it.
It's years before you hit that point. Not months.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of stouts, I just opened my 2022 vintage Parabola.
Vintage. Wow.
Now in 12 ounces.
Having a Parabola on the air.
Oh yeah. We're going to see where this takes us. My tailgate beer was a Hopocalypse Green Label from Drake's. So a nice 9%er followed up by a smooth little.
Wow, what the, was that? That Hopocalypse? Was that a good date?
I'll be fine.
Where'd you get the Hopocalypse?
Hopocalypse? Oh, Total Wine.
What's the date on that? That's our right date?
I didn't check.
Uh-oh. But it's tasty.
I did not take Mikey's advice.
I should go get the can now that it's empty.
Yeah, I'm going to go get the can.
All right. Culture. Waiting for Nick.
And we're back.
What's the date? And the date is, I'm going to say it's 1 31-22.
You are dangerously close. 124.
Oh, that's okay. It's a little on the edge, but
yeah, and it's tasting that way too. It's getting a little malty sweetness to it for being a West Coast. This is supposed to be a Drake's West Coast double, 9.3%.
That was a coveted release, you know.
I haven't seen any of the other variants around here lately.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. What's up with that? We know some people at Drake, so you think we get, you know,
also
the releases.
Some releases. I don't think they put these in bombers anymore either. That used to have, these used to be 22 ounce, white label, black label. Not a red at one time.
Yeah, there's a red one. There's a black, a red, and the green.
The green was like the easiest to get. It's like so basic. Nobody cares. But I saw it. I hadn't had it in a while. Not bad, but maybe the age was weighing on it.
Yeah, it's kind of rough out there. I went to BevMo for the first time in a long time. They even changed it again since the last time I was in there. Like, the beer is just even pushed further into the middle of the store, and so they've got it sort of vaguely by style. Their set is sort of vaguely by style, and they still got the same date problems. And it's just it's not fun there.
Me, right?
It was for practicality reasons, because I was driving by, and I was like, all right, BevMo. And then
what you got for me?
It came disappointing, as I assumed it would.
Wow. Not even a good Sierra Nevada? Like, just a fresh Sierra Nevada even to pick up?
I didn't see or think about Sierra Nevada. What did I get? We'll cover that in Bincod, I guess.
Spoiler alert.
All right, some culture. What do you got going on, Nick?
The intro was your friendly reminder that this week was 420, so please refamiliarize yourself with Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. Stumbling out of a van to get to class.
Yeah. Don't forget to order a pizza. Have it sent to the class.
Bogus!
Spicoli, you guys had shirts on when you came in here. What happened?
I love gold!
There you go.
Speaking Freshies. Of 420, Stones Enjoy by 420. The Hazy IPA series, the Enjoy By series, the most famous of the Enjoy By is the 420. I'm having this after 420, so I don't know if Stone's going to come get me.
Yeah, they need to write citations now to pay off all their investors.
Yeah, they're getting that money. Got that money from Coors.
Coors money coming in. Go. Guys, we're all right. We got Coors money coming.
Got that Coors money. And then they're in that, like, another legal thing with some other brewery related thing.
Yeah.
Has like a very, has this copyright on something in Stone or, Stone did a thing that looks very similar that, and that brewery has to sue Stone because Stone's doing sort of taking their vibe of what they were doing. Oh.
Do as I say, not as I do, huh? Yeah.
I don't know, this Enjoy By is still pretty good. I don't get why they call it hazy. I guess it's sort of the way we used to think of hazies, the unfiltered.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been an unfiltered, so it's an unfiltered IPA. I don't call it hazy. Mm. It doesn't have that. It's not that juicy hazy.
It's not.
It's the unfiltered hazy.
Not the pillowy cloud of haze.
No. Wait, what you got? What's going on, man? What are you doing?
I was trying to think of a joke of when I order my West Coast IPA, they should offer a pair of New Balance shoes to drink it in.
Oh, is dad beer now? West Coast is dad beer?
It's dad beer.
That's fine. I'm all about it then.
I'm getting reputation at the Barrel House. Let's just say. Big Sir. Is that all you're going to drink tonight? Yes, that's all I'm drinking forever here.
I was over by Barrel House this past weekend. I didn't go in.
Oh, what?
I was watching my child and somebody else's child. And if it was just my child, I would have gone in. But I was watching somebody else's child as well, so I felt some more responsibility than normal.
Yeah. Guess what, honey? You're watching daddy today.
Yep. It was driving skills. Yeah, it was a new kid to watch. So I didn't know the parents, so I didn't want them going back to like, oh yeah, her dad just went into the beer bar place the whole time.
He gave us $20 and disappeared.
He brought you to River Park. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, except for. As soon as we left the car, I didn't see him for a couple hours. Then all of a sudden, he came out of the beer place, Daddy. He came out of there, and he's like, all right, let's go. Did your kids have fun at Claire's? All right. Did you go up the escalator at Macy's? Woo! I did. It was fun.
You kids are hungry. I got some pretzels for you.
I snuck into the movies and saw some movie.
Yeah, did you have them back door you? Hey, you kids, go in.
Well, that new Edwards that you can just kind of wander around now without buying a ticket.
Wow,
it's weird. It's a weird place, man.
Weird times.
Local
reference. Speaking of the Barrel House, they're doing live music on Tuesday nights for the farmer's market.
Uh-oh.
Now. So now I can go out, I can eat on a food truck, get drunk, and be entertained.
Yeah. You got culture.
Yeah.
I'm getting culture.
Like it's going to be a good summer. That's great, Ralphie. Tuesday nights. This is year number three of our Tuesday night.
Man, if you want to catch up with Nick, out, Tuesday nights, going Barrel out. House in River Park.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be there. And of course, we are in the 3 weeks of the most beautiful weather in Fresno.
Yeah, we're in it.
Enjoy all the patios while you can.
It's going to rain tomorrow.
It's okay. Take it. It's balance, sir. Balance. We're going to have 4 months of no rain, so enjoy.
Well, true, but.
Why? Where are you going tomorrow? Where are you going? You're not going anywhere.
Some of us have to work outside.
I'm sure there's an A's game on.
Hey, boss, I'm watching the A's game. Cover for me. No, that's not how it works. Oh, shit. You're my boss.
They need me. They need my support. You can't have them moving to Vegas.
Tough labor market, boss. You should allow me to watch baseball. It's not working.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is happening? This article has a lot of words. How cans of craft beer are supporting regional farmland.
What?
How? A new alliance is working to build a regional grain supply chain that supports local farmland one pint at a time.
Where it so is.
Apparently, we're not using enough local grain in our independent beer.
I believe that.
It's grain from the UK. Can you believe it? We're using UK grain.
Oh my God.
In our beer, in our independent beer that we so proudly label.
Well.
Yeah, we're using
it's big grain. Indie UK grains. That's fine.
I don't know. Big grain, man.
Big grain.
Nobody talks about big grain.
You do a lot of pay to play stuff in big grain.
Yeah.
You buy our grain. You want
that 6-row? Oh.
You want that? Oh, you want that 10-row? You gotta make a display. Let us have a display for 6 months.
So this is happening in the New England area, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire. I'm trying to get grain locally sourced.
Locally sourced grain.
All your graining purposes. Nobody talks about ingredients. I think Red Stacy was right all along.
Red Stacy didn't say that.
No, but.
Well, no, she was kind of like. Or, yeah,
you don't buy your pants. You don't buy independent pants.
She sort of made it. Yeah, she sort of made that whole went outside of beer and like, well, what other things are you not thinking about independent?
We're like, don't bring that.
I only got any, don't bring that in. I only got energy for beer. Now I try to do other things. That was the whole New Balance argument. New Balance is better. Better than Nike and Adidas.
I see.
And Vans is better. I saw those Vans you're talking about, the running shoe Vans.
Yeah.
At River Park.
At the River Park?
Yeah, they're like $95.
Yeah, and? Which
isn't, I mean, in the shoe world.
You always pay more for locally sourced.
It's true. In the shoe world, it isn't, a nice... good shoe from a good company, you're basically going to pay $95 at this point.
Tangent. They are worth it, and the only way to get a deal from Vans is if typically around the holidays, if you buy a pair for somebody else, they'll give you a $25 off gift card for your next purchase, and then you can go back and get $25 off your the pair you want.
Oh, okay. Or you buy two pairs for yourself.
Oh, yes. If you're buying two pairs for yourself. But then I guess you're not really... I guess you're saving money.
Well, if you wanted two pairs, then you're saving money. Like, I'm buying two pairs.
I need two pairs. Okay. Oh, yes. This weekend is Record Store Day, as Mikey mentioned in the tailgate.
What's up,
tailgate listeners? Fish head. Huh?
Saying what's up to the tailgate listeners. What's up?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, tailgates? You already know this. You already know that Dogfish Head has
old news.
Commissioned a custom poster for Record Store Day.
Wow.
So if you like Dogfish Head and or Record Store Day and or both, some participating stores will be selling this poster to add to your collection of rare records. So
some of the record shops will have the Dogfish Head poster?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I wonder what will happen if I ask the Raging Records people, like, you got that Dogfish Head poster? I'm like, what? I don't know what band that is.
Yeah.
The Bad Spirit, dumbass.
Yeah.
No, we don't have
Here's
that.
Here's your copy of Frampton Comes Alive, sir. Please leave.
Fuck yeah!
So as I walk out of the workshop, I got the blast Frampton, you bitches!
Bitches.
Everyone in line.
Might as well go home. I got the last Frampton, bro. Try again next record store day.
Yeah. Better luck in November.
Oh, they're like, I don't have the Limefest sound effect. But no, they're Limefesting.
Black Friday? You mean Sad Friday?
Boop, doop, doop, doop.
Limefest.
They're Limefesting. Yeah. The Raging Records here in town. Set, they're opening up at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday. Ooh. And they're, because they said, well, we got so much shit, we got to just start selling it, and we want to open up early for the people waiting all night. I'm like, oh.
All night?
I remember when we used to do that in Beer World.
Yeah, Limefest. What, do they have a cord?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any outlets out there. There'd be like 20 homeless people around that outlet if there
was an outlet there. So what records are you going to get tomorrow? Bro, I don't have a home. I'm just charging my
phone. I'm just charging. Oh, yeah, me too. You going to get that Frampton? Like, no, dude. I'm going to get that Frampton.
Kind of off record player. Okay. So if you're curious, the review opens at 7 a.m.
Oh.
You get a coffee.
Coffee place.
Coffee. And then head over to Raging.
Or Tower.
Or Tower. There's District. A... What's the coffee shop by Tower?
It's that Evangelical Jesus one.
Yes, it is.
What is it called?
Java Jet?
No. There used to be a Java Jet, right? That's not what it's called. It's a Cup of Joy. There it is. Cup of Joy.
There you go.
I was wondering if Quesadilla Gorilla was open for breakfast quesadillas.
Nice.
But they probably aren't. I don't think. It seems like they open at 11. Because I wait for them to be open to order.
Man, that would be badass, though. Breakfast quesadillas.
Mm-hmm.
And a beer.
Record store day.
What kind of beer?
And have ampersand open up for breakfast ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
The ice cream shop next to the record store shop, next to the quesadilla place here in Fresno. Mm-hmm. Just for you non-Fresno listeners. I mean, come on. What can be better than it? And it's on Tom Seaver Lane. Tom Seaver just got a statue in front of Citi Field in New York, the Mets. Tom Seaver, pitcher, one of the greatest pitchers of all time from Fresno, went to Fresno High, and across the street from Fresno High is this record shop, the coffee shop, ice cream place, and quesadilla place, all right there. You know, if you could get a beer bar in there, I mean, you might not have to leave that corner.
Is that the new corner? Is that the hot spot?
It's the new hotness. You can get your hair cut. There's a place to get your hair cut there.
We get a massage, too.
Oh, yeah? Massaging. Yeah.
Serenity Day Spa, I think. Serenity.
Serenity now! Serenity now! You know, that Serenity Now stuff doesn't work. Hoochie Mama.
I'll watch that later. Apparently, there's some guy on TikTok.
I couldn't tell you whether I liked it or whether it really sucked.
Some guy on TikTok that what? I'm sorry, Nick.
That talks Elaine about how great California is.
He talks about how great California is. It's a California guy. People
challenge him. They're like, oh, yeah, what about this town?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, what about this town?
Uh-oh, and they here say, we
what
go.
About Bakersfield? Here we He's go. All. Bakersfield is not the worst town in California. You know what the worst town in California is? Clovis.
Oh, ooh. I might be in with this guy.
I don't know where I was going with that, other than
we don't know the details. He says why, because it depends on what his reasonings are
about. Well, Colas. I think it started because of the exodus to Texas and Idaho, mm-hmm. and everyone's like, "Oh, Texas is so much better." He's like, "No, this is why California is great."
Yeah,
and he lists the reasons, and then people go, "Well, what about this town?" Well, that's still a great town. What about Bakersfield? That's the worst town in California. No. Clovis is the worst town.
I might agree with him if he has the proper reasoning. I need to hear his
reasoning. I will find reasoning. This. I will have it sent to you. I am not on the Tikitaki.
Yeah, send it to my Tikitaki. Mikey Toppour on TikTok, if you would like to follow me on TikTok. That's our only... The show's only presence right now on TikTok is me.
Mikey Topple. That's kind of all we need, though.
Yeah. I know, because there's other beer podcasts on there. I'm just like, should we start a perfect pour one? I'm like, nah, that's all right. We don't need it.
It's so bad.
If you need to follow something related to the show, follow me, Mikey Topple. Other than that, we're good. Like, we don't need to be every freaking place.
Do we?
No. It's better to dominate one. It's better to dominate one social media than like be okay and everything, which is sort of where we're at.
That's our motto.
Yeah.
The perfect pour, okay at everything.
The perfect pour. Pretty milk toast on all social media.
We're just okay.
Yep. What else? Anything else?
Pretty okay. Oh, man. It seemed like there was one thing. Oh, local. Do you want some local talk?
Sure.
It is House of Pendragon's 9th anniversary celebration this weekend, the 23rd.
Oh, congrats. Early cheers to House of Pendragon. 9 years.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, I remember when we had them in the studio. It hadn't gotten a brewery yet, and just making his own beer. Bringing still
2 liters of beer to us,
and it was damn tasty.
Yep, Sir Hops a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So check them out. We have a Recco in the Porum from
private Facebook group
for Patreons. Hops Hound, I believe. TF Brewing's Whole Lot of Terp. Oh no, I'm sorry. Speaking Terpenese.
Oh.
It's a 13%
Terpenese, I think really. Imperial think so.
IPA. So there.
So it's dank. It's 420.
It's dank. It's Death Star Terpenese. It's our annual 420 release.
Yeah, bro.
I don't think I know this TF Brewing. Do you know TF Brewing?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City. That really chaps my head. There you go. Need a 13%er in your life? TF Brewing can help you.
Some once in a while.
Yeah. I do believe the Eclipse beers are coming out.
Oh.
50.
The Eclipse 50-50 Truckies. Truckee, California is a clip. They're 50-50 Brewing.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, they get release like a lot. Out. It's a whole thing. The whole thing up there.
So it looks like the 15th, so we're a few days behind. April 15th is when they went on sale, so they are available now. I'm sure the more popular
gone, like record, all the record store day fast. Releases.
Like what?
Like all the good record store day releases are probably already gone.
Yep. Already gone. You wanted a Prince album? Too bad. Here's Frampton.
That 12-inch Alice in Chains one's probably already gone.
Gone. Didn't even come to Fresno.
Well,
you had to go to L.A. to get that one.
Yeah. Or that slow record store. What's that one in San Luis Obispo?
Oh, boo-boo. A boo-boo.
A boo-boo.
A boo-boo.
Is it better than TARDIS Records or... It's bigger.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's better.
Yeah, I agree. There's a Santa Cruz record store. I don't know if you've been to the one in downtown Santa Cruz. I don't know the name. But you're thinking like, oh, Santa Cruz record store. Yeah. And it's big, but it's like not. Yeah. It is not as good as Spinners. It's not as good as Tower District Records.
Wow. So Boo Boo's is kick-ass for like metal. And metal and variant records. Mm-hmm. Like every time I've gone there, I've found a variant of like Weezer or Queens of the Stone Age. Ooh. Or you know, like if they put out a colored vinyl or if they put out a deluxe edition, Boo Boo's kind of has that kind of stuff. Tower, in my opinion, has really good quality pressings, but of like more common stuff. So like you'll find a really good Motorhead first edition if that's what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Or a really good Frampton Comes Alive or whatever you want. It's going to be in really good shape. You know, it's not going to be $15 and it's all scratched up.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. But nothing's really crazy there. They had some grunge at one time. They had like a really cool grunge collection.
Tower District?
Mm-hmm. They had some STP, some Blind Melon, some
Soundgarden. Raging's got more of the punk and metal.
Raging's all Tower District does. Punk, obscure, like European pressings. Except Rancid. You cannot find any original Rancid.
Well known. This Raging Records. You cannot find Rancid.
Where's my Rancid? I want Out Come the Wolves.
You Rancid guy? You like the Rancid?
Yeah. I like the Rancid. My punk.
Where's Rancid from? Where are they from? Are they from LA?
I think they're from LA, but I think their bass player is European for some reason. Oh, okay. Or yeah, at least has a European name. Mm-hmm. Googling Rancid. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, Lars Fredriksson. Lars Fredriksson is the bass player. Listen to the bass sometime in Rancid.
Like, all right, you can hear it's British. Like that's some British ass bass playing right there.
Lars Fredriksson. Berkeley. They're from Berkeley.
Oh,
they're Bay Area punks.
East Bay though. East Bay's got some respect.
East Bay Punk.
Gilman, bro.
Rockland.
What else? Anything else, Nick?
That's all my
stuff. All right. I just have a looking out for Virgin Beer Company, San Diego's Virgin Beer Company. Well, hello there. It's whale. Hello there. Hello there.
Whale, hello.
I don't know that it's an Obi-Wan Kenobi reference or not, but I'm pretty sure it is. Somewhere along the line it is. Probably not everybody involved with the beard knows that it's a Obi Kenobi reference, because it's like a killer whale. The label is really nice. It's a killer whale, like breaching the water, coming up. But it is a very famous Obi Kenobi line. Both the Ewan McGregor, both versions of Obi Kenobi, say it. Hello there. And Kenobi's coming out May 27th. So it's coming. Ooh. So I don't know if this is reference to it or not, but it's that artwork is killer, the name is killer, and then it's Young Spurgeon, so you know it's gonna be good. It's 8%. It's got Strata, Vic Secret, and Citra hops. I mean, we don't really get it here, but also, you know, people could send us beer. We have an address in the show notes. Wow. Whatever you're listening to this on, there's probably some show notes you can look at. If you look down at the bottom, there's an address. You can send stuff to there. It's no questions asked at our UPS box.
Did they pay their bill?
We'll accept it. Oh, wait. Those guys pay the bill this month? Oh, they did? All right. We'll let it sit in our floor. Because we just have this little P.O. box size.
We
don't
have
thing.
A box. We just have a floor space?
No, well, like pretty corner. Much. Because our box is just, you know, it's the size that can fit letters. Can't fit any packages. And we're cheap motherfuckers, so there's like three levels of payment you could do for size wise, and we have the smallest. But we have gotten a couple postcards, which, by the way, I highly encourage you to send us postcards from where you're at.
Oh yeah,
we love postcards, but
especially vintage ones.
Yeah, usually it's packages, so then our package sits like in their little hallway behind the P.O. boxes. And I'm not sure why anybody pays the highest price, because they don't ever say anything about like getting this. We all, whatever we get is usually a package, even though we have the smallest box. So I don't know why anyone
they put scotch
the biggest
or
box.
Masking tape on the floor where, like, set it here.
They're like, this is where they're going to get. And now our whole office is going to stink like beer if one of them breaks.
Yeah.
Everyone's that sends us beer is pretty good about packaging, so we haven't had a breakage in quite a while. Especially now that it's just cantastic all over the place.
Breakage. So here's an update to Rancid. Apparently Matt Freeman's the bass player.
Oh.
Lars Fredriksson is the guitar player.
Oh.
So listen to Matt Freeman's bass.
Yeah. No, listen to Lars's guitar playing then. For the Britishness. Yeah.
But no, listen to
that, like that guy sounds like a British guitar player if I've ever heard it.
What? It's a British.
No, I think they're from like the East Bay, man. Well, no, but listen to the fucking guitar, dude. It's from British fucking guitar.
Listen, Linda. I'll find the song you need to listen to by the end of the show. I promise.
All right. All right. And that's culture. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? gosh, we are so crazy here. We let you, the listener, participate in the show. A lot of podcasts are scared of that shit. They're like, not. They're like, no way. I do not trust my listeners to give the show good content. Forget about it. I will not have a voicemail line. I will not encourage listeners to call, to leave things that, no. No, we'll do it. We'll do it. You two ways you can get on the show. Perfect. Damn it. PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com. You can send a file over that way, either a voice file, or you can just email us and we'll read it on the show. Either way. Or you can call our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. It's on there 24/7. Doesn't care if you're drunk or not. It will not stop you from leaving a message. If you're drunk, it has no idea. The Google Voice has no idea if you're drunk or not. So it can't stop you. You've got 3 minutes of airtime. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff. And we'll start with the traditional voicemails. Speaking of,
hello, Perfect Poor. This is Psycho Bear. It's been a little while.
What's up, Psycho Bear?
Let me leave you something fun.
Okay.
That's what I believe the Nick 80 is a car guy. Just FYI, Fanatec World GT race is happening at Sonoma Sunday. I will be there, the Psycho Bear. Anyways, Sonoma. Check it out. Porsches, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, sweet. Oh. And then afterwards, what do you call it? I get it at my place in my new spot in San Rafael.
Ooh.
But
wait, Marie.
Anyway, got some great beer for that. Some Order of the Anvil Barrel Age Stouts. We'll be pouring. A friend from the brewery will probably be bringing some Black Tuesday.
Oh, good Lord.
And some other good stuff. Anyways, hope everybody is well. Sorry, I just can't ramble on, even though I generally do. Perfect Pour?
Don't we all?
Have a great day. And check your dates. Goodbye.
Hey, thank you, Psycho Bear. Psycho Bear's in Marin.
Sonoma.
Paul's in Marin. Psycho Bear's in Marin. I think we need
trying to make a connection.
Paul and Psycho Bear get it happen here. Yeah.
Bender, we're called Bender.
Nick's a car guy, but I don't sense that you watch the races, even though I feel like you should. Do you pay attention to racing?
I don't. I like with any sport, the fun's at the last 5 minutes. And
you're all, ooh, cars. That sounds cool. Then somebody's like, it's a sport. Racing is a sport. You're like, meh, it's all right.
No, it is a sport.
I know, but I'm just one like,
I'd rather see
like,
in person than watch on TV.
Yeah.
So mostly it's drag racing for me.
You like go fast. You like five seconds of race. you like a 10-second race. Like, woo!
Drag racing is the ADD, ADD's dream. It's like, ooh, go fast. Ooh, go fast.
Do you like it? I like it. I only like drag racing when one of the cars just blows up at the starting line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when they break something.
Or like explosion. And I love that light. That counts down light, and it like goes switches lights uh-huh. like deed, 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 deed. That's satisfying.
That's the anxiety part. Like you're waiting for the light to turn green, even though you're not driving. Like, do you imagine in your head like how fast you would have taken off when you saw the green?
Yeah. Oh, dude, slow start.
So I would have nailed that.
So you just haven't gotten into racing then? Sonoma, you've been up to Sonoma?
No, the only, besides a drag racing track, the only track we've been to is Laguna Seca.
Yeah, that's up there, isn't there?
That's in Monterey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but and I've actually been on the track. We got to do a test day where you take your car on the track. So a buddy of mine was driving his Challenger. We got to do a couple laps. Kind of neat experience. and then watch the races the rest of the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
I remember cool. living
I like,
in...
I like racing.
I like racing. It's good.
Formula One, if I did watch racing, Formula One would be the one I'd watch. But
Formula One's like four in the morning. Like the craft beer of racing. Like
it is.
Formula One. Like, NASCAR is big beer. Like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. But like,
go running around. Woo, big wreck. But Formula One's like, this is a skill, and we go on a different kind of track every time. And
there's left and right turns.
Yes. Many turns, different turns.
We have left and right.
We know how to turn right. Yep. Formula One.
There is a vintage craft beer race in Europe racing. Called the Mille Miglia. That would be fun to see one day.
Wait, what?
So there's a race in Europe. I think it's in Spain, maybe. It's called the Mille Miglia, 1,000-mile race. But you could only race a car built before 1955.
Oh, okay. Anyone got any Model T's? Race a Model T? I've been in a Model T. My friend's dad, when I was a kid, had a Model T, and we used to go around town. That thing was fast. He had that one seater. It's just like the one seat.
The rumble seat?
Yeah. And we, with the three of us, would just sit in that rumble seat and go around town. That was pretty cool.
Do it again, Sam. You guys moonshining your rum runners?
Yeah, we ran some moonshine. And then, like, after we did the moonshine run, we would go around go down Black Zone on the Model T.
Yeah. Doing sideshows in the Model T.
Yep.
That was the sound of you guys pushing it, too, right?
Yep. That was it. That's how it sounded.
Hey, guys. It's Paul here.
Oh, look at Marin.
You know, over the years, you and listeners have been discussing Yetis, and is this the situation in which I buy a Yeti or to buy or not to buy
time
or
to buy down a Yeti.
All that money? I have always been in the camp of I'm not going to spend that much money on something like that. But I am encountering a situation now that is making me reconsider. And anyway, I have a 13-year-old going on 14, and I have caught him a couple times sneaking my beers.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm not going to say that I was not above that kind of behavior when I was that age, but I can't condone that, and it's made me think that maybe I just need to not have beer in the house. Which is possible, but then I thought, well, right. What if I want to have beer occasionally?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to buy some
a beer
and keep it in a Yeti in my locked vehicle. Does that sound ridiculous? Does that sound like an alcoholic? Like
I'm not going to have beer at all.
The only time I'll have beer is when I go out. But that's what I'm thinking, because it seems to me like my kid is going to just keep, sneaking my beer. I mean, he gets in trouble when he does it, of course, but still. Sneak. Anyway, I wonder if any of you out there have experienced a similar scenario, and what is your solution? Mine is a Yeti in the locked vehicle. All right. Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. I am 100, like, Paul, you're doing good. You're being a good dad. You're like, how do I still enjoy beer while also not having it available for my teenager? And you're like, well, if I lock it up in my car, there's no way he's going to get in there unless I know about it. So I think that's some good thinking. Yeti for the car. So if you got a teenager, you're going to need a Yeti. If you're a beer geek and you've got a teenager, you're going to need a Yeti. Lock that. You can put a padlock on the Yeti, I assume. I don't know, actually. I assume there's an option that you can
lock it up. I think there's a hook. Yeah, loop.
It feels like there is. Feels like you can padlock it.
Short on space, try Daryl's place.
You can do it. You can do a storage place and store your beer at a storage place.
Mini Wait, storage beer.
I had a Daryl's mini storage. I don't think there was a plug in my space. I don't remember no one. Plug.
Oh, but there's a light bulb in there.
There's electricity in there. You can fucking rig some shit in there.
You just didn't try hard enough.
Yeah, you could rig up a fridge in there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, how can I rig up a fridge in my Daryl's mini storage? Like, I always wondered, like, how many times can I visit my mini storage place before there's like, hey, are you living back there? Like, what's there? I'm sure some Daryl mini storage
managers for an hour every day from 4:30 to 5:30. Yeah.
You come here every day. You really just need to visit your storage. Yeah, I got all my baseball cards in here. I got to look at them.
Memories, bro.
Memories. No, Paul, you're doing good. I think you should do that. And by the way, producer Becky, the stories producer Becky has told me from growing up in Marin. Marin is this producer Becky wasn't producer Becky, you know, had a single mom and just her and her mom living in Marin. But a lot, there's just a lot of rich people in Marin. And apparently, a lot of absentee parents, like the parents are like too busy to be parenting. So you have all these rich kids that the parents aren't like watching them. So, you know, a lot of shady stuff happens. So I'm thinking that's where Paul's coming from. Is like, I gotta watch. And Paul knows the Marin scene, so he's like, I gotta watch this upbringing. Yeah, because you can't. Paul's doing a great job, but you can't trust the other parents.
Conscious of it anyway,
right? You can't trust the other parents, and that's what you gotta watch out for: the bad seeds. Yeah. Paul's watching out for the bad seeds, man.
Bad seeds.
And if you need a Yeti to help you parent, a Yeti for parenting.
Oh, I still think there's lockable ice boxes that aren't Yeti priced.
Yeah, but what Paul's saying is like, I need my beer to be cold. Can't just lock it up in an igloo that's going to keep your beer cold for an hour or something.
35 minutes.
Yeah. I need some real shit.
I think don't cold like liquor store cold boxes have locks on them. Locking fridge. I think a locking fridge would be a more.
Yeah, some liquor stores you have to, like, if it gets late at night, they'll start locking them, and then you got to ask the guy like, "Hey, man, I'm a legitimate person. Can I have this six pack of Stone IPA?"
I think there are more technologically advanced options than a Yeti in the back of your truck.
I don't know. If you want to keep it on the down low, though, if you want to get like, what, like, how else can he do it, though?
Well, I guess it depends on if he's still traveling.
Well, not even traveling, just like, If you have your kid 1 week and don't have him another week, like what do you do? You don't want and you're gonna go to work and you're gonna leave your kid there. I mean, the safest play is just to not have it in the house so they can't do it. They can't get to it. And then you can if you got a Yeti, you can bring it to work.
Ah, okay. I see where you're going. See what you're doing.
I just like figuring out problems for everyone.
Hey guys, I'm car washing. It's Sunday. Yeah. It's Easter Sunday, 7 p.m. I'm calling in with a little PSA, homie. Check it out. Yesterday was my brother's girlfriend's birthday party celebrated at my parents' house, homie. I pulled up with four packs of Hello LA by Highland Park Brewery. Say West Coast IPA with Mosaic, Nelson, and Citra. Amazing, amazing West Coast IPA. Not gonna lie to you, I think I had 9. I don't remember how many. I was so fucking drunk, homies. I was dancing with my wife, my sister, my mom's, my brother's girlfriend, homie. I even danced with Marvelous Marvin. Marvin's my homie that was there with me at the Tioga Sequoia at the Rush event, homie. They even pulled his ass to dance with me, homie. We're dancing quebraditas. But my PSA for you guys is I knew that I was fucked up, homie. Gave my wife the keys, so always do the right thing. And if you drove there and you know you can't drive back, give the keys to the sober person. Give the keys to the sober person in your party, homie, and let them know that you're driving. Dude, I was out, homie. I know we got home. On the ride home, I sat in the back seat, feeling like crap, about to let it all out, homes. But I'm a trooper, and I'm not gonna toss out some good ass beer, homie. So what I did is, right when I got home, I went into my beer fridge. I have water in there. I grabbed 6 water bottles. I drank it. I just downed the whole damn thing. Took the other 5 with me, put them on my nightstand. I threw everything on the floor and just put the water bottles on the nightstand. Went to bed, homie. I shit you not. In my dreams, I was drunk, homie. Yeah. My dreams were moving. They were moving everything. Dude, I was drunk in my dreams. You ever been that drunk? Yeah. I was so drunk that I had to put 1 foot off my bed and plant on the floor to just stabilize myself in my dreams, homie. Oh, yeah. But what I would do is I would wake up like every 30 minutes and drink a water bottle and then go back to bed and then wake up and drink another water bottle. Homie, I was fucked up, dude. I was drunk. But guess what? It's Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. Woke up, Jesus. 6 a.m.
Thanks for coming back,
cleaned Jesus. My backyard because we're hosting Easter. Cleaned the side where I barbecue. Cleaned my grills. And it was like nothing ever happened.
She rose from the grave.
Woke up later in the morning, like around noon, and said, "How you feeling?" I was great, homie. I made pancakes, great. Sausage, and eggs. I had black coffee. Amazing, homie. Just ready to just start the day. Celebrate Jesus, baby. Yeah. So my PSA is, if you're fucked up and drunk, pray to God. But also, drink a lot of water, homes. Drink a lot of water. Even though you're not thirsty, drink a lot of water. You're going to go get released in the restroom. You know, don't drink too much to the point where you're drowning. But drink enough to the point where you're hydrated and you don't feel crappy the following day, Holmes. So there you go. That's my little PSA. I shit you not, Holmes. I was really, really drunk. And then today I woke up like nothing. I actually had a few beers today too, homie. So there you go. I had some There Does Not Exist, a dark lager. Awesome. I also drank Broken Skull American Lager. That's a great lager. So there you go, homies. A little PSA from Chew Your Beer. Happy Easter. Love every single one of you guys and hope you had a great time with the family. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thanks. Thanks for that. Informative.
Yeah. How does they say? Check your dates.
Chew Your Beer. This is Jesus. You've done well, my son. This is how you're supposed to spend Easter. Is to come back, live your life, think you're dying, and then come back. And then by 12:01 and the next day, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hair of the dog, man. Jesus, like, yeah, man, happy Easter. Good job, Jesus.
Good job, Jesus.
Jesus, a professional.
That was going on.
And that's what's happening.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? It's Colin and Janine. We're driving the car.
We're driving.
Yeah. So it's been a good week. We finally cut loose. It's Friday right now.
We got our jacuzzi this week.
Ooh. Yeah, it's awesome.
We've been in it 3 times already.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Once last night and
twice today.
Today.
Yeah, and we're going to go in after the brewery tonight.
Damn it.
And then we can do some real drinking.
Yeah, I did spill a whole Juicy Bits in the tub the first time we were using it, so it got christened properly.
Yeah, so we're there, and we both have beers and Yeti cups, because it's hot. Mm-hmm. You want to have a nice insulated cup. And I take my cup, and I'm tipping it, and Janine's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I spill a little out, and I'm like, you got to christen it, right? Because you know it's going to happen. And not even 5 minutes later, she puts her arm on the filter top thing, which is not really stable. It's the thing you pull off to pull the filter out. And she spills my entire Juicy Bits, all 16 ounces of it, right in the pool.
My Juicy Bits.
So that's a good way to break it in.
Yeah. So we have Brew at the Zoo. Speaking of it, you guys have the Roar and Pour. We have Brew at the Zoo. We've never been, but we've heard it's awesome. But apparently it's kind of hard to get tickets to. But we'll try.
And no, exclusive. You can't ride a Bengal Tiger.
Exclusive. No, but I don't know if anyone would stop you from trying.
Colin
had an interesting dream he wants to tell you about.
Oh, God. So I had this dream that I was trapped somewhere, and I didn't know where I was, and it was dark, and it was noisy, and I was scared, and I needed help. And I get my phone, because I have my phone with me, and I look at it, and for some reason, the only number that I can call is 559-452-0542. So I call the number because I need help real bad.
Yep.
And somebody picked up the phone.
Mikey.
And it was Mikey. And all he could say was, meow. 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 And then he hung up on me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Because your 3 minutes was up.
Could you do that?
And then my 3 minutes were up. And that's then I was trapped at a kid birthday party with like 14 children.
Yeah. Yay.
Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Uncle
that
Colin,
was pretty funny.
Do something funny.
Anyways, we're heading to Strange right now. It's one of our faves, one of the ones we always go to. So we're heading there. We're going to drink some beers and play some bitches. That's a dice game we play. It's called Bitches.
Yeah, you guys should try it if you're into dice games. It's kind of fun.
Just a suggestion. Now that, unfortunately, Matt's not in, but even if he does come back, I think, you know, some studio time is called for.
Yeah, maybe Nick can get on his 10-speed and cruise over there.
Cruise over there, because you guys just have such a better dynamic in the studio. Just our humble opinion. Anyways, we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Janine. Congratulations on the jacuzzi. I've been wanting to get one of those all my life and still haven't done it. I don't know why. I love the jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi.
Clothing optional. They didn't say anything about
they did
that.
Not.
So I guess you got to wear your bathing suits in their jacuzzi.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Oh,
beers being spilled.
Yeah. Come on, fully guys. Clothed. Yeah. How lame. Yeah, it's Nick and I now. In case you missed the news last week, Matt has left the show, so it's Nick and I now. So we're gonna have to get some in studio shows here once in a while.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Oh, don't make me leave my house.
Can I just
have the energy of an in studio?
It was the worst thing. This virus, worst thing for the show. Like, we're like, oh wait, we can just do it from our own houses. We don't have to leave.
Uh-oh. Wait,
Nick's trying to do a boxer appearance here, and it's not working out so well.
This is fine. What are you talking about?
Oh no, yeah,
working perfectly.
It looks like your boxer loves being on the podcast.
She loves this. There's nothing more. She does love nothing more than being held up like a person.
He's like, this is not comfortable. I did not see what you see on the screen. Terrible podcaster. Your dog is a terrible podcaster.
She is not the podcast.
Man.
Not going to be a third.
not Matt's replacement. That's for sure.
Can't say I didn't try.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her.
listening tonight, I want you to get on the Friday night Zoom from your hot tub. Let's go. Let's bring some real energy to the Friday night Zoom. By the way, cool people from the show every Friday night, get on Zoom, just hang out, drink some beers. If you want to be a part of that,
beers, drink,
look at the Lagerline link in the show notes and look at our Discord channel, and you can find the information to get into the Friday night Zoom and just hang out with cool Perfect Pour listeners. I'm still drinking more of these Enjoy Buys. Nick,
Cut, been drinking.
I have a feeling you're in River Park this week. Well, you've been drinking.
Yeah. So our aforementioned podcast pup, Penny Lane, is now old enough to where we can escape from the house for an hour or two without worrying about her. So we are back to our Tuesday night farmers markets. And back to the Barrel House. So we go get some food. I go to the Barrel House, put on my New Balance shoes, and order a Big Stir.
You had to switch your shoes out? You had to switch your Vans out to New Balance?
Yeah, it's like it's like prepping for a big race. You know, you got to put the right gear on.
Well, if I'm going to order this beer, I
perform.
I got to put up my New Balance.
Yeah. Beer drinking New Balance shoes.
They are the most comfortable, okay?
Okie dokie. You say so.
I love gold.
It's just more Enjoy by from Stone.
Just more. Had some Vibe City from New Glory.
Oh. Vibe City, bro.
Vibe City. That's a, I think it's a clear IPA. It's quite West Coast. Non-hazy anyway.
Oh, God.
Mo Diggity from Liquid Gravity. It's a Mosaic IPA.
Had it.
Yeah, that was a repeat, but recently checked in.
Wow. You drink an IPA that you've had before? Oh my gosh.
I know. So lame. Sunday was so friggin' nice.
Sunday. Say March Center, Fresno, California. Monster Truck. Bigfoot.
Ostrich Fest?
Ostrich Fest. Bigfoot. Like you've never seen Bigfoot before.
Yeah. Like a monster truck, but a bird. So there's two things the wife and I started doing during the pandemic because there was nothing else to do. Farmers markets were still allowed. So yeah, we could go to Tuesday outside. Night farmers markets. That's what started that trend. Our second trend was walking. We walked everywhere.
What the hell?
We walked. We started with our neighborhood. Yeah, we walk. So like, we started in our neighborhood and got bored of that rather quickly.
Boring. So then we
venture into other neighborhoods.
Let's go to other neighborhoods. I don't know, honey. So it's kind of crazy.
We found ourselves walking all the way to Fig Garden Village.
Oh my gosh. You guys just nobody unstoppable.
Unstoppable, right? And then we realized, hey, we should stop and like take a break.
You're stopping.
So we figured out we could walk to Out of the Barrel, have a beer, and then walk back.
My God. Watch out. Watch out. Crossing Bullard.
Yeah.
This Out of the Barrel is really good.
Really good.
Did you see? Did you see anybody out of the barrel you knew?
No.
See? What the hell is that? What the hell's going on down there?
Same thing at Barrel House. I know Barrel House and Out of the Barrel are Fresno beer drinkers I've never encountered in my
life. Like, who the hell? Who are you people? Once in a while, I just stand up and I just go.
Y'all from Clovis or what? Like, hey, guys, the rodeo's in town. Go back home.
Who the fuck are you people? Attention. Hey, how's it going? It's Mikey from the Perfect Pour. You probably know it. No? No? Fuck you people. Who the fuck are you? I'm a real beer drinker. I have a beer blog, okay? Do you have a beer blog? Who's a beer blog? No, you don't have a fucking beer blog. I do. Who are you? What are you doing here? You don't belong here. No. Go home. Go home!
Go get your white wines.
Tracy Ullman. Tracy Ullman reference.
Wow. Say something from 120 minutes now.
Oh, this. What was that guy's name from 120 minutes? With the shaved head.
Oh, Matt Pinfield.
Yeah, Matt Pinfield. Well, this is Matt Pinfield from 120 minutes. Coming up is More Cure.
More Cure. So we walked to Out of the Barrel and stopped for a little break, and I had a Original Patterns Patience Grasshopper.
I like Original Pattern. I like their can art.
Uh-huh. But this was a draft, so I don't know what the can art
is. Oh, about. My gosh.
Yeah, I know. I had to order from a list.
You ordered something without knowing what the can art is?
I'll have a Patience Grasshopper.
Geez. I would have looked it up on Untappd. And if I would have saw that the can art sucked, I would have not ordered it.
Not ordered it. Like, so you would have held up the line. Wait, let me Google this.
Everybody, hey, shut up. I just want to order a beer. Shut up.
Wait.
I'm trying to look up the can art right now. Okay?
I'm in line right now.
Shut up. I'm a real beer geek, okay? I can stop and look up the can art. If you're a real beer geek, you'd understand what the fuck I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, nope, this can art sucks. Nope, I'm not having this beer. No way.
All you're gonna do is ask if they got anything like Coors Light. So shut up and wait.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's your biggest beer? What's your beer with the most alcohol?
Light beer. What's a light beer?
So screw you. I know what I'm doing. You don't.
Great. Let me guess. You're a wine bro from the Elbow Room. You want your Chardonnay?
All I know is when I go Out of the Barrel and I bring up my selection, I always get to go stuff.
Okay.
When I bring up my selections, they always go, oh, they always comment on my selections how good.
Oh. It is.
I'm sure they don't do that to anybody else.
No, not one person.
Nope, only me.
Have you ever had the most unique build?
Probably. I mean, they want to say.
Has anybody been like, "Whoa, nobody's ever."
This is the most unique six pack anyone's ever made here. I'm like, yeah, I know. Thanks.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I know.
But I do.
I'm pretty great.
Can you just write on chalkboard how great I am?
Is there any kind of board or like? Can you get on the BA system?
Like, can you just replace one beer?
Attention, everyone! This gentleman right here ordering beer. He would like everyone to know that he's better than all of you here. Everyone here. Drinking, yeah, you 50 people drinking beer here. He would like to let you know that he knows more than any of you here. And his selection is better. And then the selection that he's taking home, the reason he's going home with it, and that makes him better than you, because you're here at the bar, drinking at a bar, live. He's gonna go home and drink it by himself, and that's somehow better than all of you people. So, all right, thank you. Have a good day.
Speaking of drinking at a bar, isn't there some kind of petition right now going around to keep the delivery of alcohol?
Yeah,
to
there's like a
California?
Whole yeah, there's a whole thing going around because like the pandemic, we're like, yeah, fuck it, deliver, whatever.
Yeah,
but now it's starting to get tightening it back up. They're like, no, we can't deliver. That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, masks. Masks are no longer required, so we can no longer deliver you beer.
Those, like, those hell two no, make sense. We can't deliver beer now. That's just, it's going to get insane. Before, great. You can deliver beer. No, now we can't do that. Yeah, basically saying like big beer's like going to basically try and stop this because they don't want you being able to buy the beer you want and have it sent to your house. But, you know, the truth is, like, we can, I mean, at the moment, we can still get, like, a lot of breweries in California can California. Be sent to our house. But, like, I don't want to do it because you do have to have somebody 21, usually, to accept it. I'm like, I'm at work, usually. Like, I would have to, like, set it up for, like, a Saturday, I guess. And then that's a response.
Or just give your daughter a fake mustache.
Like, here, here's fine, Michael. If they come to, if UPS comes to the door, or just say you're 21, okay?
Yeah.
But like, that's like, a responsibility.
Just call
him,
bro.
Like, just call him, bro. I'm getting beer delivered today. I gotta stay home because I'm getting beer delivered today. That
use words like lupulin and whirlpool.
Oh yeah, lupulin. Oh, you must be 21 then. Sure. Here's your beer.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've wanted to order from Russian River or Virgin or whoever. But I'm like, well, then like, and that becomes a responsibility. You're like, oh, I got to be at home for that. I don't want that. I already have responsibility at work.
You're already home watching baseball. You might
my job too. Expects me to do things during my what? 8 hours of the shift for the money.
It's they baseball give me. Season.
They're like, we're gonna give you money. You've got to do these things we want you to do. And I'm like, oh my god, you fucking tyrants. Okay. So I do that all day, and then when I get home, I don't want to have to answer a beer. I don't want to have to answer the UPS.
I don't want you knowing all my shit.
No, I don't want you coming I'm home and like, I need to see your ID. I'm like, fuck you, UPS. And they're like, I don't give a shit, dude. Then you don't get your beer. I'm like, oh, damn it. I fucked up.
But then you can't use the joke like, I'm 21 twice.
Yeah. Yeah, when I get ID'd now, it's just like, oh my god, you're gonna feel real stupid when you see my day, my birthday. You're gonna feel real stupid.
I'm so old. My 21 can drink beer now.
Mm-hmm. I could have a child that you'd card. I don't know. Wait, where? What segment?
I'm so old. I've worn out two pairs of New Balances.
I've worn out all my New Balances. Yeah, no, that happened to me though at Fresh's Fest.
You blew them out?
No, I didn't blow out my New Balance. But like, no, the guy asking for IDs to get your wrist because you had to get a wristband so that you could drink. And I'm like, I'm pulling out my wallet, and he's like, nah, bro, you're good. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good? He's like, yeah, I could, your beard is fine with me. And I got some gray in my beard, so he's like, yeah.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, your beard's good. Your beard's enough ID for me. This is basically what he was saying.
Wow. Damn.
So I just got to grow my beard out, and then everyone's like, oh, yeah, that guy's fucking old.
Fucking old.
He's a piece of shit. What did you drink, Nick? Or are we done with yours yet? What else did you drink?
Oh, original pattern, the old watering hole. 5, 6. Oh, I had the Firestone.
The Firestone.
The Hop Slam? Hop.
No, the Hopmosis.
Hop something. Hopmosis. Hopmosis. Yeah, I had one of those for Easter. Easter Sunday beer.
Who brought that?
It was in the fridge, so I'm guessing my stepdad bought a 6-pack of it for some reason.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know these kids. These
like them IPAs.
The Palatano kids, they love them IPAs. Get me a Hopmosis.
That was my Sunday drinking. I'm not tired. You're tired.
Stop it.
And then Tuesday was the farmer's market, and here we are.
And we're back.
The Hopocalypse was a 6-pack, so I've been sipping on that all week.
Do you like to drink beer on record store day? Do you drink earlier because it's record store day?
Yeah, I kind of wish, like maybe I should just bring my own with me so I could drink and shop.
Yeah, I'd like to have, do you think it'd be bad to have a beer bar with a record store
probably
that you can buy beer in, or a beer bar with records? You think that's bad?
Because you know what's going to happen. You're going to set your beer down on the stack of records that you're not looking at.
You're in a shop. Doesn't matter what the shop is, record store, whatever.
You're going to set a beer down to do the flippy flip.
Yeah, that shop doesn't want you setting down anything.
So what do you do? Do you do like the finger walk through the albums?
Yeah.
Or do you like wave them towards you, like a full hand wave,
like plump,
like bring plump, a record at plump, a time
plump,
or do you do that?
It depends. I usually do the
Okay, so yeah, you're gonna set your beer down to flip through some records real quick, and you're either gonna
you're gonna spill it,
underestimate the distance and knock it over.
Yeah. This is why, because imagine spilling your beer when you're on a rack, and like you said, you're flipping through a rack, and then you spill your beer in that rack. Like that's like 50 records that ever affected now. You gotta
instantly. Yeah.
You gotta lift all those records out. Then you gotta clean the bottom of that rack, and then you've got to clean each record individual. Like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're a listener thinking about opening up your own record store / beer bar, don't do it. Yeah. I mean, we've just decided right now.
Okay, but here, this would be like the cool thing.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't. Okay. But I mean,
let's all help Nick open up his own.
If you could have a listening station, if you could have a listening station where there's a record player, a cocktail table, and a chair, and you could sit down, put the record on that you just bought, listen to it, and have a beer. Like, I mean, that's like, okay, someone's going to sit there for an hour now and listen to their beer.
I've got the listening station now. No one else can get it.
So, I mean, that would be sweet if you could have a listening station with some headphones and put on a record.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
And have a beer.
That's clean.
But I get it. It's not cost effective because, you know, people will be there for hours now. So the turnover is slow. You got campers, you know, they're just going to sit there. Fucking but that would be the coolest thing you could do in a record store is if I have a listening station and a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too problematic.
I know. It's a dream.
It's a great dream.
Put it up there with jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi. Never gonna happen. Well, you can drink all you want in the jacuzzi. Jacuzzi doesn't care. You can spill
spill your beer in the jacuzzi.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you can. Christen it, you're good. I also have the Hopmosis from Firestone this week.
Nice.
And also at Sowing the Sun, there from there does not exist. That's a Kolsch. At a Kolsch. At the Kolsch. That old ass hop tooth from Society Brewing that the tailgate listeners know about.
The oldest beer in the history of the world.
Oldest beer ever. I was like, oh, since Fresno hasn't had Society that long, surely this is fine. And I picked up a 4-pack of the hop tooth, not checking the date. And then it turns out it's fucking old. So I had a shit ton of old beer. Like, I had other old beer in my fridge that I just don't want to even go into right now. So it was a bad week of drinking for me because there's a lot of old IPA involved. During Easter, my sister had brought over a Smog City Sabertooth Squirrel, which is sort of a amber ale. And I haven't had an amber in a while. I'm just like, I don't like ambers. I hate them. And this one was a little bit old as well. And I was fine with it. I didn't have too much of a problem. I was like, oh my God. I hate amber ales, and also I hate old beers. There's no way this is going to be good.
Old
amber ale. But it was fine. I actually didn't have much of a problem with it. And I had Coronado Brewing's Weekend Vibes. And that was a good beer. And within date, I remember originally on the show, there was an episode where I had some Coronado Brewing Weekend Vibes, and it tasted old, and I was just like, fuck this beer. Ooh. I'm not drinking it ever again.
Wow.
Even though it wasn't that old, it still tastes old. And then I had it this week and it was fine, so I'm back. I'm back in
that beer. You can find at Target of all places.
Ooh, wow. That's probably the highest beer you can find at Target then.
Yeah, it might be.
Mm-hmm. The Nick 80 Untapped and
yes, sir.
Dorktown Untapped. If you want to be our friends there.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
I'm shocked you went to me right now.
I'm shocked. Yeah, I know. Shocked. Yeah, I know. There used to be somebody else I could go to, but no. Nope.
Yeah.
Now it's just you, bro. Yeah, dude.
Damn it. Got to be on the ball now.
Mm-hmm.
Going through my Untapped right now. I'm toasting the hell out of everybody.
Nick's going on a toasting binge.
Toasting binge.
Like, oh, fuck. Nick's drunk. He's toasting everybody on Untapped.
Oh, yeah. That parabola did the trick. What do you want right now? I'll do anything. Cheers to Pittsburgh Tom. Haven't heard from him in a while. Cheers to Travis Ruggiero. I don't remember when you became my friend, but cheers to you, sir.
I remember.
Cheers to Kelly's Who's Craft. She had an epic vacation in Italy.
I know. What the hell?
My motherland.
You're all. So I went.
It's okay, though.
I went to where your grandparents were born. You're like.
Pretty much. Cheers to the Colin and Janine. Always love hearing from them on the voicemails. Mm-hmm. As anybody in the voicemails, I appreciate all of them. It's nice to hear back what you guys are doing.
We'd like to hear what the listeners are up to out there.
Yeah. The Fontana Jim is drinking Lagunitas, though. I think we need to have a talking
to him. Uh-oh, yeah. We're going to have to sit him down. I mean, what are you doing? Fontana Jim.
What's going on here?
Why are you drinking Heineken beer? Like, what's going on with you?
What is going on in your life?
Like, I imagine, Jim, like, I regularly don't have the right amount of beer in my beer fridge, and I get fucked drinking Old Society Hop Tooth all week.
Right.
And that's just my fucking life. But Jim, I feel like Jim, like, has, like, a giant fridge of beer, and he has choices. And he's choosing.
Like, he's got a 3-car garage, and the third stall is full of beer.
Exactly. Yeah. That is my idea of Jim, that he has a third stall in his garage, and that and that third stall is all beer related.
Yeah.
He's got a car with with the cooler in the car to keep away from his kids. And he can lock the car. And his kids can't get into it, and he can drink his beers in his car, his third car, in his third garage.
Oh, so he bought a car to put in the third car
garage. Yeah, he just bought a car and filled it with beer. Yeah, just to make the 3-car garage relevant.
Right.
Because his wife was hounding him. He's like, we bought a three-car garage, and you only have 2 cars, you piece of shit. He's like, okay. You know what? I'm going to buy a third car. So he just has that third car just so it looks good in the garage.
It's not a car. It's a crossover.
Yeah. One of those Batman cars. One of those cars.
Whose crossover is it?
Is that the car that's got, it's like open air and it looks like a Batman car?
It's like a fat station wagon.
Yeah. And there's a few guys in town that have that. I think Fontana Jim has one of those. And he's got a crossover for beer halls. Yeah, he sits in it in his garage and he just drinks.
Yeah. And he painted it flat black and put a yellow logo on it.
He doesn't even care about Batman, but he still wanted it to look like it.
Yeah. He put some fins on it.
I mean, he has no idea the backstory or anything.
No. He has no idea.
No,
he's never watched TV in his life.
Nope, he doesn't even know what the Batman is.
It does not know.
Cheers, cheers, everyone. Do you have more cheers? Cheers
to everybody.
Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect four. They actually give us, but like you've been listening for like the past hour and a half. And it's like, there's no way. Like, what are these guys?
Cancel.
About? Yeah, cancel these guys.
Cancel culture.
Nope, sorry. We got people that give us money. Huh? What do you think about that?
Yeah, and 5 stars.
Yeah, think about that. So get on your Apple Podcasts, give us the 5 stars in the review or subscribe. That's pretty cool. The Golden Gods, they're pretty cool. They give us money every month. We don't have to pay for the expense of having the podcast because of the Golden Gods. Thank you. But they do get to listen to Tailgate. So that's something. That's pretty cool. Also, cheers to Javier, Donnie, Jim, Jay, Mark, Captain Whipple, Robin, everyone on the Friday night Zoom. Cheers to you. Everyone that shares the show that I didn't mention, thank you for doing that. The Porum. The Lager Line on Discord, just the whole Discord channel. It's pretty cool. If you go to perfectportpod.com, look at the show notes, look at all the links there, perfectportpod.com. There's a music page with all the Paul music. You're like, why don't they play that Paul clip that he did the thing? It might be there on that page that you can just click it and listen to it all yourself. You can make your own show. So,
speaking of music,
yes,
listen to Rancid's off of And Out Come the Wolves. The first track, Maxwell Murder, at the 1 minute mark, is a badass bass solo.
Can you pull that up?
What?
I mean, what? We probably shouldn't because it's like probably illegal.
appreciate that.
Yeah. We just got kicked off of Spotify for that.
Perfect.
It was worth it.
The whole song's only minute 25, so it's not a hard one to listen to.
Oh, God. I got to wait a whole minute 25 for this show, the song to be over. Damn it. Well, thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. We appreciate you at perfectpourpod.com on social media, perfectpourpod.com on the internet. The internet, you go there, there's a website, you can look at it. Remember, websites? We got one of those. Cheers to everyone that listens, hanging out with us. We're still adjusting to our new life. As the Nick and myself back in the original 10 years ago phase of the Perfect Pour. It very much 10 years ago, everything is like
everything.
Nobody's talking about craft beer anymore right now. Like nobody's like podcasters that like sort of like down.
Yeah. Unless you're a celebrity that had a show.
Yeah.
Nobody's podcasting.
Yeah. So it's like it's kind of like 10 years ago again for us. So we're sort of restarting the show. So thank you for joining this new little upstart podcast that we've got here.
Yeah.
Just Nick and I are figuring it out and maybe we'll get
it. I drank so much beer, I forgot everything we did the first
time. There you go. Maybe we'll get a co-host. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we won't. I don't know. We're figuring this out. I hope this craft beer thing takes off. I don't know.
Yeah, it could have legs.
I feel like it's going to do something, but maybe not. Nobody really cares about IPAs, but I'm thinking this double bock thing is going to take off.
That's where we're going.
Yeah, I feel like that's where we're at.
Come out of
black IPAs. Double box.
Cascadian Dark Ales.
Cascadian Dark Ales, man. That's going to be the shit. Yeah. I see it happening.
Yep. Millennials can't afford houses.
Nope. Not even in
Fresno or Bakersfield. They got to keep Yetis in their car.
Yep. They got to keep Yetis in their car. That's where we're at, man. Well, that's fine. I support that. All right. Have a great week.
Uh-huh.
Be safe.
No more safe.
What?
Get wild.
Dangerous?
Get wrecked.
All right, get wrecked. Yep. Have fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But first, because, I mean, even if you get drunk, you still should drink some things that have a good date on. So check your date.